This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Qatar today witnessed the signing of a history-making peace agreement with the Taliban. The accord is aimed at ending more than 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan. It calls for the U.S. to shrink its troop level in Afghanistan from 13,000 to about 8,600, with the rest withdrawn in just over a year. Secretary Pompeo spoke with reporters.
Today is a historic day for the United States of America and the American people. Today we have taken a decisive step toward peace, real peace in Afghanistan.
The secretary also issued a warning.
If the Taliban do not uphold their commitments, President Trump and his team will not hesitate to do what we must do to protect American lives. If, on the other hand, the Taliban abide by their promises, the United States will undertake a responsible, conditions-based troop withdrawal.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani.
Our people can mark it as the time when our quest for sustainable and dignified peace moved from desirability to feasibility and credibility, both for the living generations and the future generations to come.
Under the agreement, Afghanistan is to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners, while the insurgents are forbidden to allow the launch of attacks against America or its allies from Afghan soil. Direct talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government will be the next step in the process. Defense Secretary Mark Esper addressed American troops in Afghanistan.
You all face a very significant challenge as we look to transition even more responsibility to our Afghan partners. Afghan is still a very dangerous place, with multiple terrorist groups who would like nothing more than to spoil the ongoing efforts toward peace.
There is voting for a new parliament today in the Slovak Republic. The country's center-right parties are expected to unseat the scandal-tainted leftist smear party, which has been in power for more than a decade. The Ordinary People Party, led by Igor Matovic, is favored to perform the best at the polls. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has recorded its first coronavirus death in the western state of Washington. No details. Health officials on the West Coast are quite concerned about so-called community transmission of COVID-19, given that three virus victims were infected by unknown means. Fears over the coronavirus outbreak are spreading through much of the world, as many countries encounter their first cases. The growing reach of the virus outside China has prompted the World Health Organization to upgrade its risk assessment to very high and to emphasize simple steps people can take to protect themselves. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a matter of great concern, but says there are things everyone can do to prevent themselves and others from becoming infected.
First, as we keep saying, clean your hands regularly with an alcohol-based hand rub or wash them with soap and water. Touching your face after touching contaminated surfaces or sick people is one of the ways the virus can be transmitted. By cleaning your hands, you can reduce your risk.
Indeed, health professionals agree this is one of the simplest and most effective ways of keeping this deadly virus at bay. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Refugees and migrants gathered today near Turkey's border with Greece as they try to enter Europe to escape deadly airstrikes by government forces in Syria. There have been scuffles with Greek border guards, including the use of tear gas. The European Union has warned that the fighting in northern Syria could escalate into open war between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces. 33 Turkish soldiers in Syria were killed in airstrikes this week. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says that although the coronavirus outbreak poses what he calls an evolving risk, the U.S. economy remains in a good position. Stock markets around the world have been battered this week, steeped in fears over the new coronavirus. Wall Street had its worst week since the financial crisis of 2008. Investment strategist Sam Stovall says the speed of the decline is remarkable.
The time that it took to go from an all-time high to the minus 10% threshold was the quickest since World War II at only 6 trading days. So interestingly enough, what we're finding is that investors are really taking hold of the word uncertainty and running with it, basically saying I'm going to sell first and ask questions later.
The Fed says it stands ready to help, and investors are looking for it to cut interest rates when it meets in 2 weeks. More news at voanews.com online. There is also a mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.